Unit 12. Public Speaking. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the talk carefully and discuss with your neighbor to decide which of the following are the reasons the speaker cites to show the importance of posture and body movements. As a speaker, you must be aware of your body as an important source of communication. In fact, the body is so expressive in communicating ideas and feelings that many of our verbal expressions are based on descriptions of body movements. For example, a person who maintains a positive attitude in times of adversity is said to keep a stiff upper lip. Someone in great suspense or suffering extreme anxiety is said to be sitting on the edge of his seat. These figures of speech accurately describe the body movements of people in these situations. Our body movements and posture are closely related to our physical and emotional states. On the physical level, posture can reveal whether a person is tired, energetic, or in pain. On an emotional level, posture also tells us something about a person's self-image. People with great self-confidence move about easily, stand up straight, and hold up their heads. Those individuals who are shy, ill at ease, or ashamed of themselves are more likely to keep their heads and eyes lowered. A speaker's body movements and posture influence an audience's perceptions in many ways. In order to appear poised and confident, try standing comfortably at ease with your weight equally distributed over both feet. Find ways to make your body relax. If you are too stiff, the audience may begin to feel uncomfortable. At the other extreme, avoid leaning on the lectern or standing with your weight distributed on one hip or the other. If your posture is too relaxed, you may be perceived as too casual. Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the talk again and complete the following sentences with the information you hear. Listening 2. Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the talk and write down the guidelines for using humor in a speech. Compare your notes with your neighbors afterward.
Humor can be very effective if used properly in speech. Use the following guidelines. 1. Make sure your material is funny. Rehearse your speech with a friend. Try to think as your audience thinks. 2. Be original. Don't tell a joke or story the audience has already heard. Remember, a speech to entertain is not a comedy routine you decided to copy. 3. Don't use private jokes. A private joke is a humorous remark that only a few people understand because they have private or personal information. The rest of the audience is left out. This type of humor is most appropriate when you're with a small group of friends. 4. Pause for laughs. If you say something funny and immediately follow it with another comment, the members of the audience won't laugh. They'll be listening to your next comment. Effective use of pauses is part of comic timing. 5. Don't aim your humor at a single person. If you do, the audience will think you're sarcastic and mean. While some good-natured jokes about others are fine, make sure they're few and good-natured. 6. Above all, use humor that doesn't offend people. Never make jokes at another person's expense. Never use humor that makes an audience feel uncomfortable. If you suspect that a story, remark, or joke will be inappropriate, find something else to say. Follow the old rule. When in doubt, leave it out.